From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Arguments were heard Thursday in a lawsuit filed by the Missouri Democratic Party over the appointment of Mike Kehoe as lieutenant governor. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Attorney Matt Vianello represents the Democrats and lead plaintiff Darrell Cope, a World War II veteran from southern Missouri. Vianello says there's no clear direct language in state law or the Constitution that addresses filling vacancies in the lieutenant governor's office.
It is actually presumed that every statute, every word, every constitutional provision has meaning. And the way that you give meaning to all of them is by saying that the governor does not have authority to appoint a lieutenant governor.
The attorney general's office disagrees and is asking Cole County Judge John Beadham to dismiss the suit. No ruling was issued Thursday. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Governor Mike Parson has signed into law legislation regarding emergency medical services and 911 emergency communications in Missouri. House Bill 1456 allows counties to implement a tax on any device that can contact 911, including wireless phones. The tax would replace the 911 funding currently in place in that county. State Representative Jeannie Lauer of Jackson County worked for 6 years on the bill and was present in Springfield to see it signed into law.
We want the state as a whole to be modernized and to be the level that we should all expect and we all deserve and is required by the Constitution of Missouri.
The other bill, SB 870, modifies 15 provisions of state law concerning emergency medical services, including training, treatment protocols, and the creation of the position of state EMS medical director. State Auditor Nicole Galloway has released an audit criticizing the Missouri Department of Conservation for paying out more than $120,000 to a former director. Robert Ziemer received money and benefits for months after he left the state agency for the private sector, which appeared to be unnecessary and costly, according to the audit released Thursday. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported on Thursday that as part of the 10-month deal, Ziemer was allowed to keep his health insurance and collect pension credits, which were, quote, not in the best interest of the MDC or taxpayers, the audit found. The department defended the deal, saying the money Ziemer received was reimbursement for compensatory time he had earned. It did, however, change how money is paid in comp time. It will now be paid to employees annually as opposed to a lump sum at the end of their tenure. The Post-Dispatch had previously reported that the money might have been paid as an attempt to head off possible legal action by Ziemer against the department. Aesthetic improvements to Clyde Wilson Memorial Park will be the focus of a public meeting from 6 to 8 p.m. next Thursday at the park's Rollins Street entrance in South Central Columbia. Plans include beautifying the park's entrances, adding signage, bike racks, benches, trail improvements, and invasive species removal. The project's budget will be $50,000 and will come from the 2015 voter-approved park sales tax. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.